From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is proposing new immigration reforms and cutting taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election. Speaking to supporters in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania Saturday, Trump also commented on the nearly dozen women who have come forward to accuse him of sexual assault.
The events never happened. Never. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Trump's threat of legal action against the women came on the same day an adult film actress says Trump sexually assaulted her a decade ago in a hotel suite. Jessica Drake, an adult film actress, said Trump grabbed her and kissed her without her permission, later offered her $10,000 and the use of his private jet if she spent the evening with him. She said she declined his offer.
This is not acceptable behavior for anyone, much less a presidential candidate. I understand that I may be called a liar or an opportunist, but I will risk that in order to stand in solidarity with women who share similar accounts that span many, many years.
So far, no word from the Trump campaign on the latest accuser, but he has previously said the women claiming he sexually assaulted them are lying, or him, rather. Trump says the Clinton campaign is behind the women coming forward now. Meantime, Hillary Clinton also campaigned in Pennsylvania Saturday, making a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate. Political surveys and public opinion polls continue to show Trump trailing Clinton both nationwide and in almost all key battleground states. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State extremists. Al-Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who has sought to ease rising tensions between Turkey's Sunni leadership and al-Abadi's Shiite government. Fighting in Yemen with government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border, despite a 72-hour ceasefire set to end late Saturday. Witnesses reported Saudi-led coalition airstrikes on Houthi missile launchers east of the capital, Sana'a. All parties had agreed to honor the United Nations-backed truce, set to end at midnight, as a means to allow critically needed supplies to reach civilians cut off from outside help. Authorities in Haiti are trying to recapture dozens of prison escapees. Authorities say as many as 174 inmates fled the prison north of the capital, Port-au-Prince, Saturday after killing a guard and stealing weapons. At least 11 inmates have been recaptured, the U.S. Embassy in Haiti urging its citizens to avoid the area where the prison is located. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions. He's calling on the 47-member U.N. Human Rights Council to refer this situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein has our report from Geneva. We'll bring you that report the next hour. Meantime, Cameroon is preparing to observe a national day of mourning on Monday after more than 70 people were killed and more than 600 others injured in a train derailment. The train was carrying more passengers than it usually does when it left the tracks on Friday. The cause is being investigated. And Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.